Kalen Graham sets in once more. He'll look on Anderson and deliver a check swing up top. And did he fully come across? And did not. And it comes in for a ball, 1-1. So the Raptors retired the side in three batters. As Cooney grounded out, Gorman flew out, and also Strickler flew out as well. The 1-1, a swing and a high fly ball in the center field. Johnson looks under it and lets the ball drop in his glove for the first out. So the second fly out to center, Johnson has been busy there through four batters, but it's been really routine catches for him. Jake Serrain, the third baseman out of Wisconsin, Oshkosh, a 256 batter, 24 RBIs, which leads the team as he swings and hits a high fly ball in the left center field. Bobo runs after it and tracks it down. So a lot of flyouts so far. Two to Bobo and two to Johnson. And only through five batters. Paul Smith, the catcher. The Rice Owl, who's got five RBIs, bats a 207. He's got a home run as well, the left-hander and the catcher. So just like that, two down for the Raptors, getting it done on the defensive side. Graham sets high and serves, and a fastball right down the plate, 0-1. So no balls, a strike, went two gone. A 0-1 count. Graham, the second delivery home, and fouled away left side. 0-2. So no balls, two strikes. Just like that, two outs. A fly out to center and a fly out to left. Kalen Graham has done well so far. He's had a good command about himself. He looks the 0-2 to change up, up left corner outside of the zone, 1-2. A ball and two strikes. And two down. The 1-2, swing and a miss. Kalen Graham records his first strikeout, and that retires the side in three batters once more. They've got six straight outs. We head to the top of the third here on WFHR.
Wisconsin River Orthopedics of Wisconsin Rapids features the area's only open MRI unit. What does this mean to you? If you are claustrophobic or if you're big or overweight, you'll love this open MRI. If you are nervous about loud noises and other MRIs, you'll appreciate this open MRI. Plus, they feature board-certified musculoskeletal radiologists to read your images. If you need MRI, ask for open MRI at Wisconsin River Orthopedics in Wisconsin Rapids. Go to WROinstitute.com or call 424-8255. 1881, relieving pain and restoring lives.
Raptors Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
What is dedication?
I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov.
Every day, people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. How do you locate a support group for widows or housing for an elderly parent? United Way's 211 is free and confidential and provides answers to these questions and more. Dial 211 for community information and referrals, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Two innings down, top of the third inning, as Alex Duffy will lead off batting in the nine hole. Duffy, the catcher, he's had 10 hits on 46 at-bats. He's a 217 batter with 9 RBIs as well. Sengig delivers low. It bounces outside of the zone from Smith. But Amar Sengig has been spectacular, to say the least. He's had four strikeouts through eight batters. But the Raptors have been getting down the defensive side, too. They've gone six up and six down as Duffy swings and misses hard and sees a strike, 1-1. So Alex Duffy out of Elon University from Bernardsville, New Jersey. Back in 2022, he started 12 of 24 games and hits a high fly ball into left field as Strickler runs it down, slides, and makes the grab. Travis Strickler has been excellent out there in left field. That's his second put out. So top of the order, Ty Johnson, who flew out to left as well, his first time up. So Johnson, a guy that has just been here from the jump, and he was interviewed the other day on Channel 7 in Wausau. One of their sports directors came down and said, well, who one of the guys I should interview? I said, definitely Ty Johnson. He's an all-star, and rightfully so. So headed to Traverse City in a couple days, the 1-0, and a curveball that paints the zone on the left edge, 1-1. 1-1 count with one down. Amar Sengig turns and serves. And a popped-up ball fouled away left side. 1-2. So ball, two strikes. Raptors with a hit, and it came at the hands of Jorge Degatti, who stands on deck. The 1-2 to Johnson, and a swing and a ground ball up the middle into center field. Ty Johnson with a base hit. Was on his way to second, retreats back to first. And that's the second hit for the Raptors. And somebody responsible for the first hit, Jorge Degatti, drove a ball in the left center. And the one gone. Raptors up to two hits now. Sengig will turn on Degatti, and a fastball right down the pipe for a strike. 0-1. Johnson stands at first. Two away here, top of the third. Amar Sengig looks down and does it once more. He checks the 0-1 and a swing and a high fly ball into right center field as the right fielder Paul Whitman makes the grab. And two gone. So Orlando Lordoy struck out swinging. His first time up at the plate. So the Panamanian, who had 91 hits for Benedictine University at Mesa, 65 RBIs. He only struck out 16 times. So a 316 batter with six hits on 19 at-bats. Looking at Sengig, checks off over at first to Sweetchick. And Johnson is there. So two down. A fly out to left from Duffy. And a fly out to right from Degatti. Sengig peppers the zone, this time on a strike, 0-1. Has really done well to get in ahead in these counts. I'll give that to him. I mean, the numbers speak for themselves so far. Four strikeouts. Has faced 11 batters. He'll look and check at first. And Johnson back there in time. 0-1 count. Here, top of the third inning. Sengig works in his second pitch, and a high fly ball lifted out, fouled away, 0-2. No balls, two strikes, two down, a one away. 0-2 count. Two down, 0-2 count. Sengig turns and serves, and a swing and a pop-up into the third baseman. Serain tracks it down and makes an easy catch for the third out. So the Raptors with a hit, but nonetheless, no runs. We head to the bottom of the third. 0-0 is the score here at Herb Acre Field.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Let's face it, mornings are tough. We could all use a little pick-me-up. The answer? El Cafe in Port Edwards. Not only will the atmosphere and friendly staff at El Cafe give you a boost, but their breakfast will knock your socks off. Enjoy one of their great daily breakfast specials, sure to satisfy, or really kick it up with their fish tacos and spicy salsa. Life's too short to have another boring breakfast. Get up, get going, and get to El Cafe in beautiful Port Edwards right next to the police station. Start your day with a kick at El Cafe.
Wisconsin enjoys a rich history in broadcasting, which we celebrate at the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame. I'm Michelle Vetterkind, president of the WBA. We honor those who have devoted their careers to serving their local communities as legendary broadcasters. They are personalities, owners, engineers, and educators. It's an experience that's free for all to enjoy. Visit the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame, located inside the Milwaukee Hilton City Center.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
So the DH, Baron Samora, here in the bottom of the third. The Washington Husky and the freshman from La Mesa, California. A 158 batter, two RBIs and a home run. As Graham sets in and throws low, but just peppers the zone on the bottom side, 0-1. So the Raptors have gone 6 up and 6 down. So it's been good for them on the defensive side. Graham struck out Smith. It's his only strikeout today. And delivers high for a ball, 1-1. So Zamora, Whitman, and Sweetchick, 7, 8, and 9 are up in the order. And Graham shakes it off. And the 1-1 to Zamora, and right down the plate once more. And a fastball this time, 1-2. And a 1-2 count. Dock Spiders, no hits yet. They've flown out four times, though. And the 1-2, swing and a miss low. Zamora goes down. Kalen Graham with another strikeout. That's his second of the evening, and Paul Whitman is due up. So seven straight outs for the Raptors. West Texas A&M, and the German native, all the way from Germany. A 265 batter, 11 RBIs. His international counterpart, Seth Sweetchick, is on deck. So Whitman, the right fielder, shows bunt, and it bounces just out near home plate, comes in for a foul. Whitman was on his way to first. Seven straight outs for the Raptors. No balls, a strike. No, one count. One down. Graham, the delivery. And then once more, clips it inside of the zone, 0-2. He's working in right now. He is really finding his stride. Back-to-back strikeouts. And Whitman pops it back behind the netting, 0-2 once more. So two flyouts to center, two flyouts to left, a ground out to short, and two strikeouts. So that's what the Raptors have done on the defensive side. Graham, the 0-2 to Whitman. Swing and a miss. He goes down. Three straight strikeouts for Kalen Graham as Seth Sweetchick, the first baseman, a 140 batter with 11 RBIs and a home run. So the Raptors have an opportunity to go 9 up and 9 down. Nobody's been hit by a pitch, walked, or even got a base hit yet. And Graham turns and fires to Sweetchick, and a swing and a ground ball to Brewer at short. Charges it, fields it up in the glove, and the throw across his body to first is on time. So Aiden Brewer getting it done, and that is nine straight outs for the Raptors. We head to the top of the fourth, 0-0 through three.
If you're a firearms enthusiast, Dixon Gun Shop LLC in Nakusa is a name to know and trust. At Dixon Gun Shop, they buy, sell, and trade firearms, ensuring you'll always find the perfect piece for your collection. And here's something special. They're a proud veteran-owned business committed to serving their community with honor and integrity. Whether you're a seasoned shooter or a first-time buyer, they'll assist you every step of the way. Dixon Gun Shop LLC, 328 Market Street, Nakusa, or call 715-886-4867. That's 715-886-4867.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Emergency medical unit, respond to 102 Maple Avenue, possible stroke victim.
When stroke occurs, you have 60 minutes to win or lose the race of your life. There are new treatments, but you must get to a hospital fast. If you suddenly feel weakness on one side, have trouble speaking, walking, or seeing, it could be a stroke. Call 911. Get to a hospital. Because how you spend the next 60 minutes could determine how you spend the rest of your life. Stroke. Know the signs. Act in time. A message from the National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Top of the fourth inning. And Joey Fear with you here on WFHR as 0-0 game here at Herb Baker Field. Amar Sengag has done well so far. He's gone 3 innings, 52 pitches. He's allowed 2 hits, walked a batter, but 4 strikeouts for him. So Brendan Bobo will lead off. So Bobo struck out swinging his first time up. But the Rafters, though, I mean, 9 straight outs on the defensive side. When your defense can take care of that side of the ball, it only can focus on your offense. So that's where the Rafters need to start get going as Bobo fouls it away near the dugout. 0-1. 2 hits, though, from Wisconsin Rapids. A hit from Degatti where he doubled in the left center. And also a hit from Johnson. The 0-1 to Bobo and a swing and a high fly ball into center field. Heading back, is this ball going to go? And off the top of the wall, and it does. Brendan Bobo, a solo shot. And the Rafters in front here in the top of the fourth. Hit that to dead center, 400 feet back. And a 1-0 lead. How about it? Brendan Bobo up to 9 home runs. A 1-0 lead for Wisconsin Rapids. I mean, that ball kept sailing. So Garen Broussard will step in. And a swing and a slicer into right field. Whitman runs after it. It drops before he can get to it. Broussard with a base hit. So back-to-back hits for the Rafters, and they're in business. Bobo with a solo shot. Broussard with a base hit. Rafters up to 4 hits now. Carlson walked. First base coach Orlando Rodriguez, and at third base, Coach Brian Dyer. Sengig serves up high, and in for a ball, 1-0. A 1-0 count. And a curveball low that paints the zone. A ball and a strike. The 1-1 and a swing and a curveball that goes in the left field. Broussard to second, Carlson to first. And Wisconsin Rapids back-to-back-to-back hits. So Carlson a base hit, Broussard at second, Bobo with a shot. And nobody down, too. So Wisconsin Rapids in business here. They're breaking things open here in the top of the fourth. So Chris Conniff, he'll step in, struck out looking. He's 0 for 1. And Conniff, we'll see the first offering. Shows bunt and pops it back behind home plate. Hell and one. So no balls, a strike. Rafters 3-1 here as a bunt on the third baseline. Not able to field it was Serain. Couldn't pick that up as well. This puts the bases loaded now. Conniff with another hit. That is four straight hits. Conniff at first, Carlson at second, and Broussard at third. So Aiden Brewer popped out to first, his first time up. So the Rafters right now have a chance to add to their lead. The door is wide open. Can they capitalize? Sengig serves, and Brewer misses low. 0-1. So no balls, a strike. No one count. And a slider goes in low for a ball, 1-1. But how about it? Bobo starts things off with a solo shot to center. Broussard with a base hit. Carlson with a base hit. Conniff with a bunt. And the third pitch. Lower the zone, and it sweeps in the dirt, 2-1. So two more balls here, and the Rafters will get their second run. Sengig turns, winds, and the 2-1 home. Inside, Brewer backs away, and a ball, 3-1. So three balls, a strike. Amar Sengig started off hot with four strikeouts through his first six batters, but right now he's not showing that. 3-1, and yes, that paints in 3-2. How about it though? Brendan Bobo, a solo home run into center field. Full count delivery here on Brewer, the payoff, and he pops out right side. So Aiden Brewer working this count. One more ball brings Broussard home and loads the bases once more. Already a 1-0 lead. The payoff from Sengig, and just clips the zone for strike three. Brewer didn't quite agree with it. That puts one away. And Alex Duffy flew out to left. So the Rafters already with a run. Can they add more this time? And if the Knoxbinders, if they can find a way to get two outs with no run scored, it would be a win for them, and given they've already given up a run and bases loaded. And Sengig with a strike, 0-1. Had a fastball that peppers the bottom part of the zone. Duffy batting a 217, at Bernardsville, New Jersey native. He'll see the 0-1 and a swing and a miss up top, 0-2. And a high fly ball in the left field, his first time up. Bobo, 9 home runs. How about it? He'll see the 0-2 from Duffy and just fouls it off the top side of the bat into the netting. But yeah, that ball from Bobo looked like, when it initially got off the bat, it would look like it was going to be a routine fly out to center, but it just kept trailing back, and we hit it basically to dead center. That's 400 feet back, so absolutely crushed that ball. Got a little help from the wind. That's blowing out towards left center. The 0-2 to Duffy, and a fly out foul left side. So Sengig nearing his 72nd pitch. Looking to strike out Duffy. Duffy having other ideas. Bases loaded for the Raptors. Conniff at first. Second is Carlson. And at third is Broussard. The 0-2 popped away once more. 0-2 count. He had Broussard with a base hit to right. Carlson with a base hit to left. And Conniff bunted it on the third base line. Jake Surrain, the third baseman, had trouble fielding it. Couldn't scoop it up in the glove. Alex Duffy, the left-hander. Sengig will come set. He'll turn the 0-2. And Duffy once more makes great contact, but fouls it off in left field territory. No balls, two strikes. Two away. Here, top of the fourth. Sengig turns, delivers the 0-2, and a swing and a ground ball to the shortstop, Gorman, who throws it to second and Anderson. The throwback to first, and he doesn't get Duffy, but a run scores in Broussard. So two gone. Raptors now add to their lead. Duffy on a fielder's choice RBI. Two down, runners at the corners now. Conniff gets out at second. Broussard scores, and Carlson gets to third. Two-zero lead for the Raptors. Ty Johnson will set in, and he's one for two. Sengig throws out high, and a ball this time, 1-0. Two down. Sengig turns, and the 1-0 to Johnson, who bounces at right field line. 1-1. A ball and a strike with one away here at top of the fourth. The 1-1 to Johnson. And once more, skied in the air, and a towering fly ball lifted out in left field territory. Ball into two strikes for Johnson. It was Bobo who started this inning off with a solo shot to center. He had three straight hits from Broussard, Carlson, and Conniff, which put the bases loaded, and then a fielder's choice RBI from Duffy. And checks off over at first as he gets now Duffy. And looking at third and throws back to third. Carlson is now going to take home the throw from Surrain, and the tag is not in time. Carlson gets home. So what a play, and Duffy gets to third. So a 3-0 lead now for the Raptors. Got him in a pickle. He looked at Carlson. It was Sweetchick who threw over to third baseman Surrain. Carlson then took home. And then was a little bit late through to Smith and then late to the tag. So now a 3-0 lead. Duffy now at third. A three-run inning so far for the Raptors. Can they add more? The 1-1. A swing and a sky ball left field side out of play. A ball and two strikes. The count runs at 1-2. And strike three, Johnson goes down. But the Raptors get three runs. They lead 3-0 now. We head to the bottom of the fourth here on WFHR.
Air conditioner not running? Make a call to the bullpen for the experts at Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. We'll work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. As a Bryant Factory authorized dealer, our team will do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. We'll get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortair.biz. Raptors Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Konoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones Financial Advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
When I was younger, I may have did some stupid things, even committed some crimes. but I am not a criminal.
Youth Advocate Programs is a community-based alternative to youth incarceration, congregate placement, and neighborhood violence. Learn how at yapinc.org.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Bottom of the fourth inning, so nine straight outs for the Raptors on the defensive side of the ball, as they have just been unbelievable. When you look at it, it's been Kalen Graham with three strikeouts. You had ground outs to short, where Eden Brewer has been on top of it. You had two flyouts to left and two flyouts to center. So right there, the Raptors, they just know what they have been doing. Kalen Graham has been leading the charge defensively. So three runs in the top of the fourth for the team in maroon and gold, and five hits as well. So a big inning for them as they jump in front here in this game. But the Hawk Spiders are a team that know how to come back from being down. You know, even when the Raptors had a 4-1 lead, they won the game when they won 8-6 last time out they played. But the Dock Spiders had five unanswered runs. They were up 6-4 at one point in that game. Graham turns in, and the first delivery goes low on Connor Cooney, who grounded out to short his first time up at the plate. A 256 batter. 20 RBIs. He'll see the 1-0 from Graham and a swing and a pop-up into left center. The shortstop, Brewer, comes and tracks it down and catches it right behind him as he backpedals towards it. One down. So there you go. I mean, that's 10 straight outs. Can they just keep going here? One gone. I mean, I don't want to say, I'm not going to jinx it. I'm just not going to jinx it. One down. There has been 10 straight outs. As Gorman will see the first offering up above from Graham. Gorman flew out to center, made great contact. The 1-0, and fly it away left side. 1-1. A ball and a strike with one down. And the count runs at one apiece. Gorman batting at 231. He misses low this time, 1-2. A ball, two strikes, with one down. Graham will come set. On the first base side of the rubber, he turns the 1-2 home and fly it away. Fouled right side. Kalen Graham, a great command tonight. He's had three strikeouts on 33 pitches. He'll look in once more and deliver out on the right corner above the zone at 2-2. So two balls, two strikes. The 2-2 to Gorman sweeps low of the zone, 3-2. Full count delivery. Graham will turn in once more. He'll set and the 3-2 home and driven away, foul back behind home plate. Great contact there from Gorman, but if he came around that ball, that could have gone the distance. Graham shakes it off once more. He'll come set. 3-2 home, and a swing and a driven ball in the left field. Bobo can't track it down, and the first hit of the game belongs to Jack Gorman for the Dock Spiders. So that puts a runner on Travis Strickler, who flew out to left. That was 10 straight outs for the Rafters. Nonetheless, I mean, great so far on the defensive side. Have a comforting 3-0 lead, but a lot of game left. So Strickler 0 for 1. Leads the team in batting average. And Graham, the delivery right down the plate at a fastball at 85, 0-1. No balls, a strike. One gone. Graham looks at first. He'll now set in and check off as a little bit late to the tag was Broussard. 0-1 once more. So bottom of the fourth, it was three scoreless innings. The Rafters, three runs in the top half of this inning. A big inning for them. And the 0-1 outside and a ball this time. 1-1. A ball, a strike with one gone. Graham with the ball in his hand. And his glove tucked in at the hip. He looks over at first. He'll now gather himself in serve. And just outside at a ball this time, 2-1. So two balls, a strike. Kalen Graham gave up a base hit to Gorman in the left field. The 2-1 to Strickler, and a swing and a slice ball running after it is Bobo. Does it drop before it can get there, and does not. Bobo does well. So Brendan Bobo, a fly out for him and a put out. Two gone. That's the second time Strickler has flown out to left. Jacob Anderson, a fly out to center. But a base hit for Jack Gorman. He stands at first. Anderson, the Michigan State product. And Graham checks off over there now. Broussard late on the tag. One got one away. Here, bottom of the fourth. Kalen Graham. And sets in a swing and a miss low. He really got him on a changeup at 78. And at first is Gorman. 0-1 count. 1 away, the 0-1 home. And outside of the fastball, 0-2. On the right corner. On the right-hander, Jacob Anderson. Wonder if Sengig will step back on the mound for the Dock Spiders, given he gave up a three-hit, three-run inning. And well, Graham really has his eyes over at Gorman. Jack Gorman, 9 stolen bases this season. 2 down. And Graham sets high in the 1-1 to Anderson, and a swing and a bouncer up the middle. Conniff runs after it, fields it up in the throw to first, and he gets him. Well, Broussard was late to the bag. No! Broussard was off the bag. What seemed like a routine play, Broussard couldn't step on the bag, so that keeps the inning alive. Wow. An error there from the right. That was interesting. Wow. I thought Broussard, he stepped on it. It would seem like a routine play, so he commits an error. That puts the tying run at the plate here. Jake Serrain flew out to left. Runners at first and second. Graham, the delivery right down the plate. 0-1. So at first is Anderson. At second is Gorman. No balls, a strike here in bottom of the fourth. Two down. The 0-1 home. And sliced, fouled on right side. 0-2. So Kalen Graham up to 46 pitches looking for his fourth strikeout. Is he able to do so? No balls, 2 strikes. 1 away. And the 0-2 to Serrain. Swing and a miss up top. Graham gets him. He gives up a hit. But nonetheless, the Rafters don't give up any runs. We head to the top of the fifth here on WFHR.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
Hey everybody, glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
If you've been listening, you know you can get your free credit report at annualcreditreport.com. But how do you use it? Paying attention to key pieces of information on the report, including your personal information, open credit accounts, and credit inquiries, can help you not only understand your credit standing and catch any errors, but regularly checking your credit report may also help you identify potential fraud or identity theft. Go to annualcreditreport.com to get started with your free credit report, and keep listening for more tips. This message has been brought to you by the United Way of Southwood and Adams County's Financial Stability Coalition.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
Top of the fifth inning we go as Wisconsin Rapids, a big three-run inning in the top of the fourth. So they're looking to add to their lead here as Jorge Degani, somebody that can help them do that. 1-for-2 on the day. He got the first hit for the Raptors, a liner in the left center, which he was able to get a double because of it. Senging on the mound once more, and he throws in and a breaking ball low, 0-1. But three runs, a solo shot from Bobo to start it off in the fourth, and then you had Broussard get home on a run, and then Kyle Carlson also get home as well. A 1-1 count. Amar Sengig has given up 5 hits, 3 runs, but has acquired 6 strikeouts and throws a ball there, 2-1. So 2 balls, a strike. Sengig on Degani. He looks, and there it is once more on a strike, 2-2. The count runs at 2 apiece. Sengig shakes it off. A College Station, Texas native from University of Texas, Dallas. A 2-2 home and a swing. And just tapped it low was Degani. Barely hit that ball. Staying alive. And I'll remind you that Fond du Lac's last win against the Raptors here at their home field was back on June the 2nd. 2-2, and a swing and a bouncer that goes to the second baseman, Anderson, who scoops it up in the throw to first. He gets Degani, 1 out. So a ground out from Degani. Orlando Lordoy, who's 0-for-2, struck out swinging and popped out to third. So the 316 batter, an on-base percentage of a 384, and the left-hander. And 1 gone. Sengig will come set. First delivery and a changeup low that paints below the corner. Can't find the zone. 1-0. And 1-0 count here, 2 away. As a popped up ball. Pulled away, foul territory, 1-1. So the Panama City native, Orlando Lordoy, has been a big help to the Raptors' hitting side. A guy that previously attended Clark State College in Ohio, as the 1-1 again fouled, 1-2. But at Benedictine, In 2021 and 2022, he competed for 59 games, starting 57 of those. He had 143 catches and 140 putouts as well. And at the plate, he had 94 hits, including 17 doubles. So he's always really been a good hitter. You'll see the 1-2 from Senga going to swing in a hard hit ground ball over to Anderson, who shifts to his left to throw to first, and he gets him. So Brendan Bobo now is due up. And Bobo, last time out, bombed a solo shot into center field for his 8th home run of the season. Oh, excuse me, 9th. No, 9th home run, yeah. 9th home run of the season. And what a time for that to come as he cracks this one in the right center field now. Running after it is Cooney. Can he make the grab? And does for the third out. We head to the bottom of the 5th. 3-0, Raptors in front.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. Start your classes and get your degree right here or transfer to your 4-year.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. In person at 4 convenient campuses, online or a hybrid.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here for your career accelerator certificate, a quick way to get ahead in your career.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Get started at mstc.edu.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Hey, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you prevent wildfires.
Dude, I've got this. I've been camping since I was 5 years old.
But I am a camping influencer.
You know what? I'll bet you $5. Assistant Smokey, what is the best way to put out a campfire?
To put out a campfire, drown with water, stir, drown again. Then make sure the fire is out cold by feeling with the back of your hand.
Wait, really?
I'll take the $5.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Bottom of the 5th inning as a pitching change in store for the Raptors. Bryson Parrish will step on the mound. And the North Alabama product and the native of Florence, Alabama, 4 games appearing with an 0-1 record. He's had 8 2/3 innings of work. He's allowed 15 hits, surrendered 7 runs, but has had 5 strikeouts for 5.19 ERA. His last game he appeared in was really tough. It was against Madison not too long ago, earlier this week, where he went an inning and 2/3. Allowed 5 hits and 3 runs. So Kalen Graham's day is done. And Graham went 4 innings, 47 pitches, allowed 1 hit and 4 strikeouts. So a solid outing from the Tampa, Florida native. And this brings to our top here and Bryson Parrish. So Paul Smith, he'll step in 0-for-1. He struck out swinging. So they're going to need Parrish's best work here. He hasn't been great in his last couple appearances, but that all can change as he throws a wild pitch inside. And backing away is Smith, and it comes in for a ball, 1-0. So when the Raptors, you know, they're pitching, when it goes down as far as the quality, the 1-0 and a swing and a ground ball up the middle, but running after it is Conniff in the throw across his body. He gets him. So Chris Conniff there to help out. And Baron Zamora, who struck out swinging, his first time up at the plate. When the Raptors pitching, as far as the level of quality, when it goes down, that's when teams get back into it. Because you look at it, it was a 3-0 lead in Madison earlier this week. And then Parrish stepped on. You know, he's a great pitcher, but you know, he's still getting acclimated to, you know, playing here in the Northwoods League as the check swing up top. And did he come across? And it doesn't look like it. In for a ball, 1-0. When Parrish stepped in, and that's when the problem came in, because Benetti did such a good job. And the 1-0 home and a check swing outside, but it hits the inside of the bat. And it comes in for a foul ball, 1-1. A ball, a strike, and an out. Bryson Parrish will set in once more. He shakes it off. One gone. He turns, sets the 1-1 home, and a check swing inside. He did come across was Zamora. 1-2. A ball, two strikes. Here, bottom of the fifth. Two away. Parrish, the 1-2 to Zamora. Up above the right corner at a fastball at 89, 2-2. So two balls, two strikes. And the 2-2 to Zamora. Just inside of the zone, 3-2. Just outside on the inside part of the plate, 3-2. So on the verge of walking his first batter. The payoff to Zamora. And outside on the right corner for ball four. So Zamora walks. And that's the first time this game a Dock Spider batter has walked. And we'll put Paul Whitman up. The right fielder, a 265 batter. And a one down. Zamora at first. Paul Whitman, who struck out swinging, he's 0 for 1. Parrish to delivery. Whitman shows bunt, pulls it away, and it comes in for a ball. A 1-0 count. Only one hit for the Dock Spiders. It was Jack Gorman who hit a line drive into left field. Parrish kicks, turns, and fires as a swing and a miss for Whitman up top. The West Texas A&M product, 1-1. So Bryson Parrish, teammates with Levi Jensen, who's not catching. It's Alex Duffy behind the plate, but nonetheless, bringing his friend who will see the 1-1 and a swing and a ground ball over to Conniff at second. Looks over there, now throws it to Brewer. And he gets him. So made the right play of not advancing the runner. So Whitman gets on base on a fielder's choice. That sweet chick grounded out to short. Two gone. That sweet chick. 0 for 1. Runner at first, and now he'll take as Sweetchick pops it. Whitman was on his way to second, but he'll have to retreat back to the bag. He's got 11 stolen bases this season, so I can see why he definitely wants to seal that bag, to steal second, because a 3-0 lead for the Raptors right now. It looks like some cloud coverage appearing from the left part of the outfield territory, so we'll keep an eye on that. Two down, the 0-1, and a swing and a high fly ball, fouled right side. 0-2. No balls, two strikes, bottom of the fifth, went two down. Parrish looks over at first, and now he'll come set. Looking to strike out his first batter of the day. And now Whitman takes second. The throw from Duffy to Conniff, and he gets him. Whitman gets caught stealing, and another heads-up play from the Raptors defense. We head to the top of the sixth, 3-0. Raptors in front.
Raptors Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Konoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. Help SmileTrain change the world one smile at a time. Learn more at smiletrain.org/learn.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true.
We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to the rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Top of the sixth inning, Joey Fear with you here on WFHR as the Rafters lead 3-0 here in Fond du Lac. As a big three running in the top of the fourth. Brendan Bobo with a solo shot, back-to-back hits from Broussard, Carlson, and Conniff. As Garrett Broussard will step in now and he'll see a ball 1-0. So a little bit of scores around the league in the Great Lakes West Division. You have Green Bay up 4-3 against Battle Creek. You have Wausau hanging on up 5-4 against Kokomo. And then down at Capco Park, you have the Mallards taking a 1-0 lead against Lakeshore. So you definitely have to keep an eye on the 2-0 home and a swing and a miss. You definitely have to keep an eye on, you know, kind of what goes around the league. Rafters obviously have to take care of business, but, you know, such a bundled group in the Great Lakes West Division. Rafters sit tied for fourth with a three-way tie, and the 2-1 fouled outside, 2-2. And in first place, you have Madison. They're only two games ahead. And for Fond du Lac, they're only a half game back. But facing a 3-0 deficit here. The 2-2 and a change-up low that just clips the zone. Broussard strikes out looking. And Amar Sengeg, he's done well. He's up to 7 strikeouts. That's Kyle Carlson, who's reached base both times today and has also had a run. Was walked and then had a base hit in the left field. Top of the 6-2 away. Sengeg got a changeup right down the plate. 0-1. So no balls, a strike. The 0-1. And Carlson swings low. Can't make contact. He'll see an 0-2 count. So a 2-strike count. Amar Sengeg has given up 5 hits, 3 runs, nearing his 98th pitch. And the 0-2 to Carlson, a wild one low, and sweeps the dirt. And you wonder when and who is going to come in for the Dockspiders. Sengeg nearing 99 pitches. He'll set once more. And the 1-2, Carlson taps it backside. A good 3-0 lead for the Raptors right now. A big three-run inning in the fourth. That's been the difference. The 1-2, right down the plate, Sengeg gets him. Carlson goes down looking, and that is up to 8 strikeouts. So Amar Sengeg, wow, now 100 pitches. So Chris Conniff, who's 0-1. Struck out looking, but then had a bunt. Which in my book, it seemed like it was a hit, but I mean, it was a bunt. But he was a bunt on the third base line. He'll see his strike, 0-1. As Conniff flies it out backside. No balls, a strike with 2 down. 0-2 count. Doc Spiders looking to retire the side in 3 batters. As an 0-1, no balls, 2 strikes. Sengeg will look in once more. 2 gone. He'll step and serve. Fastball outside of the zone, 1-2. The ball, two strikes, one away here at top of the six. And Sengig on Conniff. And a changeup low. Mar Sengig, a guy that's really just done a great job. Eight strikeouts. He's just had that one bad inning in the fourth. Raptors did well, though, to capitalize.